Hello, Stephen, 4630.
Hi there, James.
How are you?
I'm okay, actually. Do you know what I saw? You see how this mixer's really dusty?
Yeah.
I saw somebody online cleaning mixers.
Oh, yeah.
Like a kind of YouTube tutorial.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out it's quite easy to clean.
Okay, so what would you use?
Well, you just use a kind of feather duster in between it.
Okay. Oh, that's very interesting.
Never even thought about it.
No.
But I find that quite disconcerting, because you know I always cover it to stop the dust getting in.
Yeah.
But it gets dusty.
I'm reading Vashti Bunyan's autobiography at the moment, and it's a very easy read, and it's interesting, and it's fun. And I know Vashti a wee bit, and I can hear her voice all the way through it, obviously, because she wrote it.
What does she sound like?
In real life, she's got
a Scottish accent.
No, she's RP, like me, I suppose. Except she's a lady, an elderly lady.
Hello.
No, that's kind of what she sounds like.
I'm Vashti Bunyan. That wasn't very good. I did a kind of French one, didn't I?
No, well, maybe she might be happy with that.
I am Vashti. No, I can't.
That's good, man.
That was American.
Do your Birmingham Vashti Bunyan.
Oh, wait. No, hang on. I'm Vashti Bunyan.
Okay, out of those two impressions, I can tell you the first one was more accurate. Anyway, there's two really good bits so far. No, there's one. The whole thing I'm enjoying.
Uh-huh.
The two ones to bring out. You're talking about dusting your mixer there. There's mm-hmm. there's a line in it where she says, "I realized that if I stopped dusting, things didn't get any dirtier."
Mm.
Which I thought, okay, that's fair enough. But the second one, which really made me laugh, was she was when she was very young, she was in a play, and she had one line to say, and she was supposed to run on stage, and say to great effect, "The Count, he has shot himself."
Mm-hmm.
But she tried to put on a Russian accent, and she ran on stage and said, "The Count, he has shot himself." which takes away the gravitas.
Have you got to the point where she travels to Bernary yet?
At the moment, we're halfway there in the story. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact details of it, but we were on Benbecula not that long ago, and we went on the way to go up to see where she had gone.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't make it in the end because of the weather. But I remember reading the story, it was really sad that she had travelled to Bernard, but she hadn't been able to take her horse.
Oh, don't tell me what happened.
Oh, do you not know that? Okay.
No.
Oh, because it's in the book. Right, okay.
Yeah, it's well in the book.
Well, you haven't read the book yet.
No, I haven't read
the book. Don't want to give you spoilers. But you know that she released an album.
Yeah. I know she released an album. I feel you've just given away a massive emotional punchline. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Shall we play some music?
Yeah. Here's Count Ossie. Thank you.
This is E.C. Ball at Rugby, Virginia, recording a song that I composed from the last book in the Bible, Revelations. The title of this song is Tribulations.
Trials, troubles, tribulation, such as never been before. When the angels pour upon us their vows of wrath forevermore. When the fire comes down from heaven and the blood shall fill the sea, I'll be carried on by Jesus and forever with him be. The beast with horns will upon you, one with seven, one with ten. Men will cry unto the mountains, they'll pray to thy but cannot win. When the fire comes down from heaven and the blood shall fill the sea, I'll be carried home by Jesus and forever with him be. The mark must be upon your forehead. Depart from me, I never knew you. You'll hear my blessed Savior cry. When the fire comes down from heaven and the blood shall fill the sea, I'll be carried home by Jesus.
That was E.C. Ball and Lacey Richardson.
Oh, damn!
Sorry. I know I've done that again. With Tribulations, and that's from an album called I'm Gonna Live Anyhow Until I Die, which I think it is on Mississippi. But I've been a fan of the. I think Alan Lomax was an incredible man. Mm. The recordings that he did all around the world, in Ireland and down in Greece and all over America and things. I'm a fan of pretty much everything he's recorded. And so I've known that track for a long time. But yeah. And that one is for sale in Stephen's shop for £15.
Yeah, I mean, it might not be for much longer.
Which is an absolute steal.
Can I say that?
Because it's a great album. Mm.
And it's got really nice sleeve notes inside it.
If I'd seen that anywhere else, I would have bought it in a moment. I just feel funny giving you money.
Yes, fair enough. Look, it's got a big booklet in it. Field Recordings from the Southern Journey, 1959 to 60.
If you just listen to this podcast, I'm just dipping into the record shop downstairs and listening to things that are up for sale in Stephen's record shop.
Estelle Cortez Ball owned a service station, drove a school bus, and was a gifted guitarist and baritone singer.
Well, that sounds good to me.
He died in 1978.
Well, it comes to us all, unfortunately. Or fortunately, you know, really.
Yeah.
Okay, what have you got then?
I don't think I've ever read this.
Oh dear, he's reading it, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
And he's not contributing to the podcast.
Sorry. But I really, when I was a teenager, I used to just sit and look at records and read sleeve notes and, you know, look inside for little, you know, things like that. And I just read them constantly.
The thing that I absolutely...
I miss not to be able to do that now.
The thing that I absolutely love doing, and I still do it to this day, is looking up bands and seeing when different members came and went. Really? Even if it's bands I'm not particularly interested in, but more preferable if it's old, if it's older bands, like someone like, well, anyone from any age, but the longer the better. So quite a good one would be someone like Status Quo, where you see that they start with the two guys and then slowly they go down, and then there's just one guy left.
I guess The Fall would be the ultimate one, wouldn't they?
Yeah, The Fall is slightly different because there were so many changes that it kind of became ludicrous.
Mm.
But no, that is something I enjoy doing. I don't know quite why.
This record I'm going to play was another one. Another one that was in the shop, and it's by John Meegan. And this is Volume 1, and I don't think Volume 2 ever existed. And he is from the Ivory Coast, or Côte d'Ivoire. And it's from around 1980. And I don't know any of the other musicians that are on it. They may be famous. But there's a guy called Peter Cosmos on tumba.
Okay. And do you think that's the same guy that the Cosmos Centre in St. Andrews was... Do you think it was named after him?
Probably. And that, look at that, it's a really unusual way of doing a date. 1808 and then...
Divided by 80.
Divided by 80, yeah.
And what was Peter Cosmos playing on the album?
Tumba?
Tumba. I don't know, he's going to have to be a pretty good tumba player to have a centre named after him in St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Where's the record from?
It's from... Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah, Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, I reckon it's more likely that the Cosmos Centre was named after the Cosmos.
So this one's called... Oh, what's it called? Mayowo? It's quite fast. Thank you.
Interest in that track. I'm sorry if the guy is listening. So I think that was called Atiyika O by, is it John Malik? Does it look like to you, John Malik?
Oh, is that John Malik?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's funny, actually. That record isn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I put a John Malik song on Screamers, Bangers, Cosmic Sense Volume 1.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible song, and still, as far as I know, there's only one known copy.
And do you have the one known copy?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, that's good. yeah, I mean, if this was... that was okay. You know, I was actually enjoying it more when it was when I was playing it at the wrong speed, which is never a good sign. Oh, sometimes it is a good sign.
But we've just played two songs from Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, is he from the Ivory Coast as well?
Yeah. And that's pretty unusual. He's a lecturer at university there.
Oh, well, if you're listening now, John, I'm sorry that I didn't like the song better much, and I thought it was better the slow down thing. But if you hear more of this podcast, you'll see that we do tend to play more stuff that sounds like your slow down thing. So don't worry. I'm sure you're not worried.
Cool.
Oh, he's going to play some reggae. How exciting.
Linda melodia, triste, nasceu da solidão. Do meu amor nem digo, meu pobre coração. Triste melodia, eu fiz para você, que nem sabe que existo, que choro pra lhe ver. Nas ruas da cidade, com jeito todo seu, nem sabe na verdade que o meu amor é seu. Meu pobre amor antigo não poderá viver e morrerá comigo na ânsia de me ver. Não posso lhe falar porque eu morreria se me dissesse não. Eu não suportaria. Triste melodia, nasceu da incerteza. És minha fantasia, meu sonho de tristeza. Triste melodia, a dor da incerteza. És minha fantasia, meu sonho de tristeza.
That was Artis Artoni. This sounds nice, hang on.
Lá fora está chovendo, mas
this record is a
favorite. Só pra ver meu amor.
Yeah, let's go.
Ela vem toda de blue.
That's good.
That sounded really good. So that's from an EP that Stephen's got for sale here called Four Quintes. And the track that we heard the all of was Artis Artoni with Linda Melodia Tristi. And then after that, we just had a wee bit of Jorge Ben Etokino.
Ah, that's who it is.
With a track called Que Maravilla. But we turned it off because...
Yeah, I was going to say it's not for sale, but I have that on 7-inch, another version of it.
Okay.
So that's fine. So that is okay for
that's
sale.
That's for sale. It's yeah. Stephen's thing. And
I was about to take it off.
It's
sale.
A 7-inch EP and it's £50. £50, ladies and gentlemen.
Come to the shop, everyone. You'll get discounts for cash.
So you were saying you had a dream about Dex's Midnight Runners.
Yes. I dreamt that, you know, the album that I love, which yeah. is one of my favourite albums, the Don't Stand Me Down album. I dreamt that I'd sent Kevin Rowland a message and that we had discussed it and met, and he'd come here and we discussed reissuing his great LP as a double thing with a kind of fabric-y cover, you know, like a on the Cleo Soul album, they're slightly anyway, kind of hard cardboard,
yeah,
and with him doing you know, unreleased photos and sleeve art, and but it turned out it wasn't true. But it was quite a detailed dream, and I was really excited. Because there are three B-sides, I think, that I've got on 7 Inches, and I've got a feeling there's going to be some unreleased songs from the sessions.
So you're talking about now, about doing your next record and having it for sale only in here. So it's not available online.
When we do Futtle Records.
Oh, is that going to be Futtle?
Yeah. Okay. Only available in the shop.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll do a 7 for you if you want.
Ah, great. Not online.
No,
just
online,
just stuff that people, it's physical things that people have to buy.
Yeah.
Just like in the old days before the internet existed.
Yeah, except they were in different shops before the internet existed.
I know, but imagine.
So how much? Say you did a run of 200 sevens.
Yeah.
What would you be selling them for to make money, to make a profit?
Oh.
I know you're not doing it for the money, obviously, but to make a profit.
No, but to cover the costs.
Yeah.
Maybe £15.
£15 for a seven. That's quite expensive.
It's not, though, because, look, that one's 60, that one's 50, that's 400.
Yeah.
50? 60?
Yeah, I mean, this is like a Scott Walker song.
70?
He's just reciting numbers.
Number 100? Scott Walker?
Yeah.
So 15's not that bad, much.
Oh, well, good. I think. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
I think that's the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Do you think we're going to start a new thing where people think, actually, let's press up records and then not put them on the internet?
It's a different way of thinking about it. One way of thinking about it is, imagine if you did something that people actually wanted. We'd probably play it on this show. So we've got a new record, here it is. And then, say, 10 people from Edinburgh wanted it. Oh, I really like that. And they had to drive over here.
Yeah.
And buy all the fuel and all the pollution just to come over here.
Oh, yeah. Don't make me feel guilty.
I mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying you should feel guilty, but I'm just saying, I think maybe in today's climate, you could maybe just have them for sale on your website.
Yeah, but that means me posting them out. And do you know, I posted two records this week, lost money on both the records.
Yeah, but that's
also had to drive to Pitt and Weem to post them because there's no post office anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Has the answer to the post office
But
closed?
Then you just have to either get somebody else to do the posting for you, like I do.
Uh-huh.
I have a very nice lady who looks after my web shop.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or charge more to make it worth your while. It's just what you have to do. Add an extra tenner. If it's going to take you an hour to do it, add a tenner, which is a minimum wage.
The post prices keep going up. Just now we do if MD orders from Futtle's website, we've got about 200 wines on there, beer and things, and we charge £10 for a nationwide delivery, but the nationwide delivery cost to us is around £14.
Wow. Because East 5 doesn't count anymore.
No, and then factoring that every third delivery that we send gets returned to us smashed before the person gets
good.
It.
You're clearly using the right delivery company.
No, but you know you can't get insurance on glass.
What to do?
I don't know.
It's a tricky situation.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.